Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to a refuah shlema, complete recovery, for Sharon Katz, Shlomo Ben Sara, Malka Bat Allegra, Helen Friedman, Dorit Bat Sara, and Shifra Bat Sara, and elevating the souls of Allegra Bat Rachel, Pesach Seb Ben Chava, Haramir Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Bari Hoffman, Dennis Shore, Ruven Hoffman, Robert Mittman, and Sipora Fegi Bat Liba. Andrew Cuomo could very well be the next president of the United States 4 years from now, if Donald Trump is reelected. If Donald Trump is reelected this November, then Andrew Cuomo automatically becomes the overwhelming favorite to win the Democrat presidential nomination in 2024. Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, has become the movie star, the celebrity, the idol of the news media, of the left-wing news media, and of Democrats, who would love to have him be their candidate this year. Unfortunately for them, legally and technically, it's too late now. It's probably too late. And so they're stuck with Joe Biden. But you could be sure that they would rather have Andrew Cuomo as their nominee this year. And if they can't have him this year, if Trump is reelected, as we hope he will be in November, if he's reelected, Cuomo will automatically be the favorite to win the nomination and to win the presidency in 2024. And let me tell you something. I'm 63 years old. I've lived my whole life in New York State. And I lived 12 years under Mario Cuomo's leadership as governor of New York. Mario Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo's father, was the governor of New York for 12 years. And now Andrew Cuomo has been governor for 10 years. The Cuomo dynasty has ruled over New York already for 22 years. It hasn't been 22 consecutive years. There have been, after Mario Cuomo was out of office, there were other governors. But if you add up Mario and Andrew, the time they were governor, it's 22 years. And they absolutely destroyed New York State. And I'm going to give you examples of what Andrew Cuomo has done to New York State. They are unbelievably effective, powerful speakers, orators, debaters, the best debaters I've ever seen, the best orators I've ever seen in American politics. The best debater I ever saw in America, in politics in general in my lifetime was our leader, Harav Meir Kahana, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha, Hashem Yikom Damo. Harav Kahana was the best that I ever saw in general. But in American politics, Andrew Cuomo is the best I ever saw. The best. And so was his father, Mario Cuomo. They are brilliant speakers and debaters. They can convince people. They can convince people that socialism, which they wouldn't even use the term, but really what they propose is socialism, and what they've done in New York State is socialism, that is something that we should support. That's something that they will make popular if they ever get into the White House, God forbid, or if Andrew Cuomo becomes the Democrat nominee for president in 2024. And so we've got to expose what Andrew Cuomo is all about. We've got to start doing that now, because the media is already setting the stage for Cuomo to run for president. Now, of course, I said if Donald Trump is reelected, Cuomo becomes the favorite to win the Democrat nomination in 2024, if Trump is reelected. The reason I say if Trump is reelected, because if Joe Biden, God forbid, wins this November, then of course Biden can run for re-election in 2024, and I think he probably will, despite the rumors that he may serve only one term. I think if he can run, if he's able to run, he would run for a second term, and that would prevent Cuomo from running. Also, Biden has promised to pick as his running mate a woman, and if he had a vice president, if he had a female vice president, she would probably be a very strong contender for the nomination herself, so that could also prevent Cuomo from getting the nomination. So if Biden wins, I don't know what will happen with Cuomo. I don't know if he has to wait till 2028. I don't know what will happen with him. He's very dangerous no matter what. But if Trump wins, which we want to see Trump win, then we have a big challenge 4 years from now. And again, I want people to know the truth about Cuomo, because no one is telling the truth. No one. Republicans are not criticizing. Republicans are not speaking up against him. He's being praised even by Republicans, even by conservatives. And this is the most left-wing socialist you could ever get. This is someone who has destroyed New York State and supports every socialist insane program you can imagine. And yet he's being praised by everybody because he speaks so well. At his daily press briefings on the coronavirus. He does daily press briefings on the coronavirus in New York State. And he speaks so well. He's so authoritative. This is why we urged you, you idiots, we urged you to support Ted Cruz for president. Because Ted Cruz also is an excellent debater and a great speaker. Ted Cruz would have been the antidote to someone like Cuomo. The problem is we have Donald Trump now, who we have to support. Because the Democrats are so much worse than him. We have to support Donald Trump. But Donald Trump is a disaster in these daily press briefings. Did you see this week what he did? The thing, I mean, if I listed all the crazy things he has said and all the times he has embarrassed Republicans, conservatives, Trump supporters, I mean, it's just unbelievable. He's talking about injecting Clorox and Lysol into your veins to fight the coronavirus. I just insane. I mean, he's so ignorant. He's such a babbling fool. He's so damn ignorant. Despite his ignorance, though, as president, his policies are better, certainly, than the policies of the Democrats. But he sometimes says things that are so stupid and so absurd. You know, his decision to latch on to just one of the medicines that's being researched now as a possible answer to the coronavirus, his decision to latch on to hydroxychloroquine. Why did he latch on to that? I mean, that may not be the answer. There are many other medicines being tried. He should not be picking one because he reads some stupid thing somewhere on the internet and then he gets a bug up his tuchus and decides to go with that. This is the way this man's tiny mind functions. Just terrible. I mean, it's really, really pathetic. I mean, look what he did to the governor of Georgia. He encouraged governors to open up. He said we should open up. He said the time has come to open up. He said we should start opening up again because the economy is collapsing. He encouraged this. And he encouraged specifically. He was in favor of Georgia opening up. He specifically supported Georgia opening up. So when the governor of Georgia, Kemp, decided to finally open the state up, which was the decision that he made in Georgia. Again, a decision that had been encouraged by Trump and supported by Trump. Then, when he opens it up, the day he opens it up, Trump stabs him in the back on national television and says, "I strongly disagree with the decision to open up the state of Georgia." I mean, you know, so he can't be trusted, Trump. He stabs people in the back. He says the stupidest things. And as bad as he is, and he's bad, the Democrats and Joe Biden are 10 times worse. 10 times worse. Ted Cruz would not have been like... Ted Cruz understands medicine. He understands law. He does not make blunders like this. He's a brilliant speaker and a debater. He would have been a great leader in a time of crisis. He would have been perfect. But anyway, you chose Donald Trump, and we Yeah, we're going to pay. We're paying a very heavy price, and we're going to pay an even heavier price because of your horrific choice. But anyway, and it could be one of the reasons why we're all being punished with this coronavirus now. You know, because people who should have been righteous and should have had morals went with the immoral candidate Donald Trump against the moral candidate Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz is a moral candidate, and instead you went with the serial adulterer Donald Trump, the guy who was sleeping with prostitutes in the eighth month of his wife Melina's pregnancy. His wife was only 1 month away from giving birth, and he was sleeping with prostitutes and paying them off, giving them big payouts to silence them after he slept with them. That's the type of person that you supported for president. Okay, so. You know, it was just a terrible mistake. But now we have no choice. We got to go with Trump, because Joe Biden will do things to this country that will be even more catastrophic. The country, by the way, America's going down. Doesn't matter if it's Trump or Biden or Cuomo or whoever it is. Cuomo and Biden and the Democrats will take it down faster, but the country's going down. Country's going downhill. There's no question about that. And we, of course, our main issue is Israel. And there's no question Ted Cruz is much better for Israel than Donald Trump. Donald Trump's so-called Middle East peace plan would be national suicide for Israel. Thank God he's too dumb to know how to promote the plan. He doesn't even know about I think he'd have a hard time finding Israel on a map. So thank God he doesn't know enough about the details to get into the negotiating process. And of course, if Joe Biden were president, we'd be back to the days of what the Democrats always do. Every Democrat since the 1967 Six-Day War has relentlessly pressured Israel to commit suicide, and we're going to have that obsessive, relentless pressure again, and that will really endanger Israel's survival. So we must support Donald Trump. Now, having said that, let's get back to Andrew Cuomo. Because we've already tried to establish here the Democrats are worse. Okay? Here's the situation now. Andrew Cuomo, the great speaker, and his father, the great speaker, because they're such great speakers, they convince the state legislature, even the Republican, the pathetic Republican-controlled state Senate, because the state Senate in New York, in Albany, in the state's capital, was controlled by the Republicans for many years, and they went along with Cuomo's left-wing policies. The Republicans went along with his policies. And the devastating effects in New York were just beyond description. Let me give you an example of what's going on right now with Andrew Cuomo, as Andrew Cuomo was governor. The New York State budget is $177 billion this year. $177 billion for a state of 19 million people. The Florida budget. Florida has more residents than New York. Florida, population-wise, is bigger than New York. And Florida has a $91 billion budget. In other words, New York's budget is almost double Florida's budget, even though Florida has a larger population than New York. This is just, it's unbelievable. New York State spends $9,087 per capita. In other words, per resident of the state, New York spends $9,087 per capita, over $9,000. Florida spends $4,277 per capita. In other words, New York spends more than double what Florida spends per capita, per person, in their budget. New York spends more per capita, almost double what California spends. And California is another left-wing, crazy, socialist state. And even California doesn't come close to New York. California has 40 million residents. And California spends, I don't have the exact figure in front of me, but it's $5,200, $5,400, I don't remember exactly. But that's what they spend on their per capita. It's $5,000 plus. Whereas New York, again, is over $9,000 per capita. So New York almost doubles the spending even of socialist California. Why? Because Andrew Cuomo and Mario Cuomo sold the whole state away to the labor unions, to the corrupt, organized crime control labor unions in New York. And so they have these giant pensions that they give out to people who worked for the state, people who worked for the government. And they have, first of all, they have huge numbers of government employees. And then they give out gigantic pensions that are bankrupting the state. Huge pensions. People getting pensions of $150,000, $200,000 a year. Pensions, after they retire, they're getting $150,000, $200,000 a year from the state, some people. I mean, it's just insane. And the salaries that are given out to teachers and to other people who work in the state. Crazy salaries. And so New York way outspends every other state in the country. All 50 states, New York outspends all of them. And New York and New York has by far the highest taxes in the country. You will pay higher taxes in New York State than in any of the 50 states in the U.S. That's something that existed under all the governors, but especially as a legacy of Andrew Cuomo and Mario Cuomo. By the way, in Florida, they have no state income taxes in Florida. Okay? No state income taxes. Ron DeSantis is the Republican governor of Florida. And you don't have any income tax. You don't have to file income tax in Florida. Nothing. You just file your federal taxes. In New York State, you not only have state income taxes. If you're a resident of New York City, as I unfortunately am, if you're a resident of New York City, you got to file three different types of taxes. You got to file federal, of course, with the IRS. You got to file New York State taxes, and you got to file New York City taxes. New York City has income taxes. You got three different levels of income tax. In this, if you're a resident of New York, if you're a resident of New York City, just insane. And you may say, well, you must have great services. The services in New York are the worst in the country. Terrible. Terrible services. Nothing works. Nothing functions properly. Horrible. And you saw that, by the way, with the coronavirus. Just look at the response. Cuomo's being praised because he speaks about the coronavirus. But look at the results. New York has 271,000 cases. 271,000 cases in one state. New York has, by the way, California, 37,000 cases. New York has 271,000. California has 37,000 cases. And California's twice the population of New York. Florida, which again has a bigger population than New York, 27,000 cases. New York, 15,740 deaths. And this is a couple of days old because I'm recording this show a couple of days before you see it. But when I was recording the show, now it's probably more. Now it's probably over 16,000. But when I was recording the show, New York had 15,740 deaths from the coronavirus. California, 1,469. Florida, 867. In other words, New York has more than 10 times as many deaths from the coronavirus as California, which is twice the size of New York. And I'm going to tell you why Andrew Cuomo's disastrous leadership plays a role in all of that. I'll tell you why in a moment. And Florida, again, has 867 deaths. In other words, New York has about 20 times as many deaths as Florida, and more than 10 times as many as California. Now, you may say, well, how are you going to blame Andrew Cuomo for the deaths in the coronavirus? How can you blame Andrew Cuomo? Many of those deaths, a very high percentage, were in nursing homes, which Andrew Cuomo and Mario Cuomo allowed these nursing homes to become a travesty in New York State. They've been a travesty for a long time in New York, and as bad as they are all across the country, nursing homes, there are problems with nursing homes all across the country, but in New York it is notorious. The corruption, the payoffs, the fact that the nursing home operators contribute to the Cuomo campaigns, and the Cuomo's, you know, the blind eye that that we saw when these tremendous violations are taking place, and they mistreat the elderly and the helpless elderly people in these nursing homes. A lot of people, many, many thousands of unnecessary deaths happened in these nursing homes. They had their workers working, no masks, no gloves, no social distancing, nothing, complete reckless negligence in every respect. And so you had nursing homes with 50, you had nursing homes where in one nursing home 55 people died. In one nursing home. I mean, you don't have statistics as bad as that. There are some exceptions. There are a couple of exceptions in other parts of the country, but nowhere is it across the board as bad as in New York. Nowhere. You don't have anything coming close to the disaster, the nursing home disaster that we had in New York State. And by the way, Cuomo has been warned about this and cited about, you know, people have criticized him. Not that anybody in New York pays attention, but civic groups and public advocacy groups have criticized him for his neglecting the nursing home issue and for his neglecting all of these other issues. And by the way, he should have more oversight of all of this than anyone because of the huge taxation. Where's all the money going? We're $177 billion a year, and you can't have somebody overseeing the slaughter of thousands of elderly people in nursing homes because of pure negligence? And because nobody gave a damn about them? And his administration, Cuomo's administration, did nothing? He's supposed to be the big regulator. He's supposed to No regulation, nothing. Did nothing to help the elderly people who are dying in huge numbers in the nursing homes and are a major part of the 271,000 cases of coronavirus in New York and a major part of the, again, the number was 15,740 when I'm doing this show, but when you see it, it's probably going to be over 16,000 deaths in New York already from the coronavirus, just in New York. I mean, this is a story of such colossal failure, of such destructive policies, and Cuomo has all the advantages in New York. He has Wall Street in New York. That gives him a huge financial boost. He has all the advantages, and what he and the money he collects from Wall Street, and the money he collects from all these other huge corporations that have their offices in Manhattan. You know, this should make New York the economic engine of the country and the enterprising engine of the country. But Cuomo takes that money, taxes people to death, and creates massive bureaucracy, massive pension funds, huge unions that control everything, that choke off everything in New York. If you're not a member of a union, you can't get a job in most fields in New York if you're not a member of the union. I mean, it's like a communist country in New York. And there are communist rules in New York. New York is in a lot of trouble because of Andrew Cuomo and his evil father. Mario Cuomo was just as bad. His father, for 12 years, was the governor, just as bad. And by the way, for us as Jews, okay, the Cuomos are such anti-Semites. They get so much money from these left-wing, self-hating Jews. And the sick, self-hating New York Jews vote for them in all the elections, overwhelmingly. And they are such anti-Semites. That animal, Mario Cuomo, threatened the Jews in New York. You remember when he was running against Ed Koch and he threatened the Jews? He said, if you don't vote the right way, people are going to blame you. They're going to blame the Jews. He was actually threatening the Jews. And this is typical for the Cuomos. I mean, they act like extortion artists, like shakedown artists. And as soon as he left the governor's office, when he couldn't run anymore, and he left the governor's office, what did Mario Cuomo start doing? He right away started condemning Israel and attacking Israel. I mean, they're such anti-Semites. You put that filthy Jew-hating pig in the White House, Andrew Cuomo. God forbid. And I'll tell you, day and night it's going to be like it was with Jimmy Carter and Bill Clinton, where day and night. Jimmy Carter and Bill Clinton were obsessed with getting Israel to commit suicide, obsessed with getting Israel to go back to the pre-1967 suicide borders that are only 6 to 9 miles wide, and to give up Jerusalem and to surrender everything. I mean, this was the Clinton plan, this was the Carter plan. They were obsessed with this, day and night pressuring Israel to do this. And of course, Barack Hussein Obama, the black Muslim anti-Semite, did the same thing. He and that part Jew, John Kerry, whose father had a Jewish background and who obviously hated his father and hated anything Jewish and hated his Jewish background. John Kerry did, remember all the shuttle diplomacy? He tried so hard, John Kerry, to work out a so-called peace plan that would have been the end of Israel, God forbid. A so-called Palestinian state. There are no Palestinians, there is no Palestine, but a so-called Palestinian state would be national suicide for Israel. And you can be sure that a Cuomo presidency would put Israel in a situation where day and night there would be pressure to create a so-called Palestine state. Israel's very survival would be in grave jeopardy. And of course Cuomo would renew the disastrous Obama-Iran agreement, which also threatens Israel's survival, where Obama was giving huge payouts to the Iranian regime, gigantic payouts, in order to fund and enable them to build nuclear bombs that are aimed at destroying Israel and of course the United States also. The little Satan is Israel, the big Satan is the United States, the great Satan is the United States. And they openly said that these bombs were intended to destroy the United States and Israel. They openly said so. And when they would brag about this and hint about it in their speeches, all the crowds would be chanting, death to America, death, death to America. Death, death to Israel, they'd be chanting in Farsi. Openly promising to create weapons of mass destruction to be used to destroy Israel and to attack America. And Cuomo, there's no question, would once again, just like Joe Biden would, and any Democrat would, they'll enter into this Iran agreement again. What a catastrophe that would be. I wanted you to know about the Cuomos because this is a real threat, a real danger, and they're already preparing the way now for Cuomo, for Cuomo's ascent to the White House, God forbid. Just like they prepared the way for Barack Hussein Obama's ascent to the White House in 2004, if you recall, Barack Hussein Obama, he hadn't even been elected to the U.S. Senate from Illinois yet, but he was picked to make the speech at the Democrat National Convention, and right away, they were positioning him and pushing him and preparing him, the media and the establishment, pushing him and preparing him to run for the presidency in 2008, which he did, and he was elected, and he spent 8 years in the White House because of that. The same thing is being set up now for Andrew Cuomo. The same thing is being done for him. And Cuomo is a much better speaker than Obama and a much better debater than Obama. Much more dangerous. So this is a really bad situation. By the way, all of Cuomo's policies in New York are socialist policies, and his policies in every area. I mean, this is someone, you talk about open borders, he would absolutely destroy the United States. We would have open borders in the United States, complete open borders. You'd have a flood of tens of millions of third world people coming into the country during his administration. It would be the end. That would be the tipping point, and there'd be no way that America could ever get out from under that. And all of that is coming. All of that is coming if we remain unprepared, if we continue to allow Republicans and conservatives and Fox News stars to praise Cuomo. Why? What are they praising him for? What did he do that they're praising him for? So we wanted you to know about this because all of this is going to be, you know, is going to be something that will endanger all of us in the end unless we're prepared for it. We may not have to face Cuomo this year. It looks like we won't have to face him this year because it looks like it. Believe me, if it was up to the Democrats, they would nominate him this year. They would gladly nominate him and dump that senile fuddy-duddy, that babbling moron, Joe Biden. They would love to get rid of him. By the way, we're going to have two babbling morons running against each other, Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Yeah, it's just, this country can't do better than that. I mean, this country can't do better than Joe Biden and Donald Trump. Anyway, that's the situation that we're facing. And unless we have people that will expose the truth and tell the truth, I mean, just look at his record. I'm not interested in his oratorical skills or his debating skills. I mean, except for the fact that they make him even more dangerous because he can his skills enable him to convince people to pursue the worst policies, the highest taxer in the country of all 50 states, the biggest spender and budget buster in the country of all 50 states by far. No one comes close to New York State under Cuomo and under the Cuomos, because Mario Cuomo did the same thing when he was governor. No one comes close to them. And they even got Republicans to go along with it in New York because they're such good speakers and so effective that they got Republicans even to go along with it. Can you imagine a nightmare like that in the White House? Can you imagine what that could mean for little Israel? And his hatred and hostility toward Jews and his father's hatred and hostility. They always hated the Jews, the Cuomos. Such vicious Jew haters. The worst, I mean, Israel would be in tremendous danger if that pig ever got to the White House. God forbid. Chas v'chalila, God forbid. I can tell you one thing, even during the coronavirus, maybe because of the coronavirus, our Hebrew videos are getting more views than ever. We're getting between 2,000 and 3,000 views a day in a country like Israel, which is a nation of 6 million Jews. That's a small country. 6 million Jews, and we get between 2 and 3,000 views a day on the 5 Hebrew videos that we're advertising. And our Hebrew videos, again, are all speaking about essential issues that Israeli Jews have to know about. That's what we're focusing on. We're focusing on waking the people of Israel up and setting the stage to prepare for the day when there will be Jewish leaders in Israel who will tell the truth and who will stand for the truth, because that day is going to come. Kol ha-Nevi'im, all the prophets, Kol ha-Nevi'im ba-Tanakh, all the prophets in the Bible, all told us the same thing. That in the end, the people of Israel will wake up. In the end, the people of Israel will come back and do what's right. Right now, they're blindly going in the worst possible direction with Netanyahu, a terrible leadership, horrible leadership there too. But the day will come when they will come back. Israel will be saved. No other country in the Bible is promised. God does not promise to save any other country in the Bible. But Israel will be saved eventually. But there could be terrible suffering and terrible problems until then. And that's what we're trying to prevent. We're trying to wake people up and we're trying to give people information. I don't know when they see our Hebrew videos, which are, again, our Hebrew videos are very short because they're advertised. They're advertisements, they're commercials that people are seeing. So I don't know how much it impacts on each person that sees it. But I do know that if you look at the figures of how much they have watched in the video, 85%, between 75 and 85%, people watch between 75 and 80% of our videos. That's a very high figure for our Hebrew videos. Between 75 and 80%, the average time that people spend watching our videos, they watch between 75 and 85% of our videos on average. So that means most people watch the whole video. And, you know, that says something. How much will it affect things in the end? I don't know, but at least people are being exposed to some truth. Some truth for a change. That's what JTF is doing. And that is very important. It's very important that we stand for the truth in a time when no one else will. That we speak the truth at a time when no one else will. That we tell the people of Israel that they don't need U.S. foreign aid, that U.S. so-called foreign aid is the worst thing for Israel. And that they have to become an independent nation that believes in Hashem, that believes in God, and that does what the Torah commands us to do as a people. These truths that we bring to the people of Israel, to strengthen the people of Israel, and to wake them up, that's a very important mission that we have. And we want all of you, our JTF viewers in America, to be part of that mission, of course. You know, the English videos we do these English videos once a week, and they're on BitChute because YouTube censors us, and so we put them on BitChute. And our English videos, compare the number of views we get on our English videos are a joke compared to what we get in Israel. In Israel, we have gotten for our Hebrew videos, I don't know I did not add up the exact figures, but I could tell you on the Hebrew videos that we're advertising right now, we have 300,000 views already. A total of 300,000 views. 300,000 Israeli Jews have seen, I shouldn't say 300,000 Israeli Jews have seen the videos because we have 300,000 views. That doesn't mean 300,000 individual Israeli Jews have seen them, because some people may have seen them more than once. And if someone sees a video, even if someone sees a video five times, it's counted as five views. Most people haven't seen them five times, but, you know, there are cases where people have seen them more than once. I've spoken to Israeli Jews who said, I saw that video two or three times. So there are cases like that. So, but we have 300,000 views on the latest five videos that we've done. Just on the latest. The ones we were doing last year, we got over 1 million views on. How many does that translate into? How many Israeli Jews? I mean, there's no question that well over 1 million Israeli Jews in the past couple of years have seen our videos and seen our message. And so we hope it will have an impact. We hope it will influence things. How much it will, only time will tell. But if you agree that it's important that a message of truth be brought to the people of Israel, that someone tell the truth, that someone try at least to bring the truth to the people of Israel, if you agree that that's important, then you're in the right place, because that's what JTF is doing. And tragically, I don't see anyone else doing this. I don't see other people doing this, bringing the real truth to the people of Israel. I don't see it. I don't see anyone else standing for the truth in this day and age. I just don't see it. But again, don't despair. In the end, the good guys are going to win. That's the promise that we have from Hashem. That's the promise we have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from Hashem, from God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu means the Holy One, blessed be He. That's the real way we should say God in Hebrew, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He. And we have a promise from Him through His prophets that in the end, we're going to have redemption and the good guys are going to win. In the meantime, we're going to keep fighting for the truth and standing for the truth and standing for righteousness and justice. That's something that is the to stand for righteousness and justice and to work to wake people up. That's the real reason why all of us were put into this world, to make this a better world. If we work together as a team, we can change things and we can change Jewish history. For JTF Until Next Week, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.